Today on Press TV, Egyptians gather outside the U.S. Embassy in Cairo to condemn a recent movie against Islam. The movie was made in the U.S. The protesters shouted anti-U.S. slogans and called for the expulsion of the American ambassador to Cairo. They also pulled down the American flag. Also, protests against the U.S. film turn violent in Libya's east. Armed gunmen and security forces clashed at the U.S. consular office in Benghazi, leaving one American dead and another injured. Rocket-propelled grenades were fired at the consulate and parts of the offices have caught fire. Yemen's president sacks the country's spy chiefs after an attempt on the defense minister's life. A car bomb struck the convoy of Major General Mohammed Nasser Ahmad in the capital Sana'a. The minister has reportedly sustained critical injuries. 13 other people, including 5 civilians, were killed in the blast. Tens of thousands of people march in Barcelona calling for the independence of Catalonia from Spain. Catalonians are angry with Spain's financial crisis, which has forced the region to seek aid from Madrid. Separatist sentiments have existed for centuries in Catalonia, but have recently intensified with the economic crisis. A court in Chile has formally closed an investigation into the death of former President Salvador Allende. The Court of Appeals has ruled that Allende committed suicide during the September 11, 1973 coup led by General Augusto Pinochet. Allende's supporters have rallied on the 39th anniversary of the military coup. Oil prices reach over $115 a barrel amid the global financial crisis and anti-Iran oil sanctions. Brent oil futures rose 59 cents to settle at $115.40 a barrel. And U.S. October crude pushed 34 cents higher to $96.88 a barrel. The White House says President Barack Obama will not meet Israeli Premier Benjamin Netanyahu simply because their schedules do not match. Earlier reports said Obama refused to meet Netanyahu during his visit to the U.S. later this month. The two allies are currently at odds over Iran's nuclear energy program. The U.S. still faces a financial crisis. Moody's ratings agency warns it may downgrade America's credit rating. The agency says it will go ahead with the downgrade unless the U.S. Congress comes up with a budget to lower the federal debt. U.S. public debt has topped $16 trillion. There's the latest here on Press TV.